Mad Myra's Notebook for August 11th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge 2015. I just realized that all those interruptions from yesterday, I was starting to talk about some poker theory and got interrupted. And yeah, that'd probably be a good topic again. So I'm pre-recording Tuesday's entry right now. And we're talking about first degree, second degree, etc. of, I don't know if it's called, this wouldn't be game theory, but it's a matter of how do you think of strategy. First degree, if we're talking about poker, and you know every player has a hand, first degree of information means you know what's in your hand. Second degree of information, you know, or at least you think you know, what's in your opponent's hand. Third degree is you think you know what your opponent knows is what's in your hand. And fourth degree is you know what your opponent knows that you know is in their hand. And so on and so forth. Fifth degree, sixth degree gets even more complicated. And the whole idea is, if you're trying to influence or trying to outguess your opponent and how they are going to react to a certain situation, you kind of have to put yourself in their shoes and consider what they know, what they think they know, and what you want them to know. And it's a hell of a game when you get to that level. Poker becomes very interesting. I'm not that good at it, but it's a nice game. Still makes it a fun game to play, which is why most of what you would ever see on TV will never show you the more intricate parts of poker, because all of that would happen off camera. It's not something that, you know, you're not gonna show a picture of someone thinking about what they're thinking about someone else. It just doesn't make for good TV. But it is what makes poker interesting, in my opinion. And I have played just a little bit of it out here while I'm in Vegas. And boy, I'm down about $50. And the thing is, I haven't played all that much. I'm going to guess maybe 2 hours worth over 2 days. But at points, I was up, but you know, ended up when I was down because I had to leave for something else. I don't know. I know I can probably make more time to play poker, but I may or may not. I may have other things to do. I know Toastmasters is going to be a very big thing for me for quite a while. Not sure if I mentioned it earlier, but this job I've taken with Toastmasters, it's more of a progression. I'm in this club growth director position for this year. Next year, I'll end up in the program quality director position, which means I'll be overseeing the education program for the district and making sure that clubs get to their educational goals. And then the year after that, I become district director, in which case I'll become responsible for the district as a whole. And then even after you're done with that, the year after, the immediate past district director, it's more of a mentorship position for the next district director, because they don't necessarily need their hands held, but they do need guidance for, especially I guess through the first parts of their year, to guide them through the rough spots. Because every time you take a new position here, especially at these levels, the game changes again. You're in charge of something totally different than what you were doing the year before, and the lessons, some of them carry over, but a lot of times you probably aren't going to be prepared for it. So it's a very interesting learning experience. And I'm not sure if I ever mentioned why I took this job to begin with, but the reason is primarily because my friend, the current district director, asked me to. And that happens a lot in Toastmasters. A lot of it is personal relationships and asking for favors. And the second part is that I, you know, through various things I've heard about Toastmasters, the district leadership in these positions, I've heard it described as a master's or at least an MBA, except that you get no diploma, but on the other hand, there's no tuition. So what you really get is all the experience that an MBA would get, hypothetically speaking anyway. It might be true, it might not. I guess I'll know in about 3 years. If I ever do take an MBA program, I'll know for sure. But from what I've seen, yeah, it's a lot of it is building relationships and managing teams, or building teams too. So that's what's in it for me and why I took that job. But I guess I've gone on for long enough today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.